fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive, it's alive.
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making pop.
With your host, Parker. Featuring the sultry sounds of Fred, and also Alan on the board.
Let's go already!
And now, let's start the damn show.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 131st edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. And it turns out you can't eat 7 bean burritos in 12 hours without consequences, Fred. So that's why we missed a week, but we're back and with diaper action. we're back with Trump-style diaper action.
It depends.
Just depends if you'll hear this or not. But we are so glad you joined us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on X, Facebook, Instagram, and our TikTok, which is blowing up with videos of grown men defeating babies in basketball. You can always check us out at blcpodcast.com and listen to us every single day on your favorite podcast platforms, but not Google Podcasts, because that's gone now.
That's Google, right. Podcasts is
and
gone?
We switched it to YouTube Podcasts.
I never.
That's probably why it's gone, Fred.
Yep.
Don't forget to like and review the show. So now, welcome. The guy with the face, it's Fred.
It's me. Yay. It's your boy, Freddy.
Yay.
I'm in the house.
With pancakes.
And I want to introduce the man.
Put my pancakes on you.
With all the pancakes this and the extra cakes. Syrups. Alan OTB.
Yeah, that's me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
In the house.
He's in the house. He turned his pancakes into man cakes. So, Fred, we're going to start off on what I'm going to consider maybe the worst news of the year so far.
Oh, man. It's just
I know. It's not even March. Well, yeah, it's pretty much
it's March. It's just March.
It's March. But you know what? Even though it's March, this could be whack history, because if this goes down, this is going to ruin the rest of the world for the rest of time.
Don't do it.
Wendy's, our dear friends at Wendy's, not a sponsor, are considering using a surge pricing method when it comes to their food. So, in case you don't know what that is, you know how, like, in Uber, like, if you get an Uber at 5 p.m., right? And so, like, surge time, or 9 p.m., or something like that.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, this Uber may cost $11 during the day, but it's going to cost you $23 now because...
Really? I didn't know that. I don't take Ubers. Demand. So, they do that?
Yeah, it's demand-based pricing. So,
right.
If there's more demand, they're like, oh, it's going to cost you more to do it, right?
Supply and demand, yeah.
Supply and demand, yeah. And, I mean, it's economics. We get it. Right. But
it's capitalism.
But Wendy's is considering doing that with their food. So surge pricing is really... No. So basically, yeah, it says... it's the same supply and demand principle as everybody else. This one's working against us. For instance, you pay more for electricity during peak hours, for a parking spot when there's a sporting event. And of course, you know, like I said, Uber is surge pricing.
I didn't know electricity was at peak
hours. Oh, yeah, peak hours, dude. Like, 6 to 8 or something like that. You pay more.
Really?
You pay more. Oh, yes.
They won't tell you that.
Yeah, no shit, they didn't tell me that.
Right. Fred, tomorrow night,
turn
Fred,
them goddamn lights
at
6
o'clock, everybody goes off in this house.
Yeah.
You can stay up 20
That's
minutes.
That's why the old man used to be like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love goddamn lights.
You're killing us. You're killing the family.
Yeah, that's true. That's bullshit, though.
It's bullshit. Yep. So more fast food joints, restaurant chains, and brick and mortars are trying to use technology to tap into real-time trends and adjust prices, sometimes within seconds.
That is insane.
I mean, apparently it can, it's a proposition big businesses are using to dramatically increase revenue with slight pricing changes. So what Wendy's said, it could, it would fluctuate the price of chicken nuggets or Frosties on demand.
They go have fucking signs out like a gas station.
Dude, yeah, they're going to have, well, because it's all digital.
Yeah.
So you could pull up, you could have, you and I could go
right.
in back to back.
Yes.
And you could get a biggie box or whatever for $5. Right. I pull up and it's $5.50. Which doesn't seem like it's that big a deal.
Is that going to be when you go to the store or only when you're ordering online getting it delivered?
Well, no,
they're going to put that all the way around.
According to Wendy's spokesman, beginning as early as 2025, we will begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing and day part offerings, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling. As we continue to show the benefit of this technology in our company-operated restaurants, franchisees' interest in digital menu boards should increase, further supporting sales and profit growing across the system. So, and then a lot of people, obviously, on social media are super pissed.
Sales and profit. Never employee wages.
I'm telling you, no, can't do that.
They don't ever do it for employee wages.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. At least they're, you know what, but at least they're honest about it and saying, hey, we want the money.
No, you
can't.
That's
a spit in the face right there.
You know,
at least they're honest. To be so brazen, to be like, we're only doing this for our profits.
Right, we want more money.
We want more money from you, so during peak times, we're going to jack the prices up.
Yeah.
And you know what? People will still fucking buy it.
Well, that's exactly.
And it's going to work, and it's going to spread to McDonald's, Burger. Everybody's going to fucking do it. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, it's going to suck. Because
everybody will complain about it. Everybody will complain about it, but you're still going to go fucking eat there. And that's the fucking bad part about it. I said this shit back when they started fucking filling the potato chip bags full of fucking air.
That's nitrogen.
Everybody fucking complains about it, but you don't stop buying them.
No, the reason they put nitrogen in there is so that they don't, because if they put regular air in there, they would go stale. If you put nitrogen in there, it won't.
Fill the shit up with fucking chips.
Well, the other thing is,
put some nitrogen in there.
The other thing, now listen. I will not defend Wendy's, but I will defend Utz's. All right?
No potato chip company. If you selling bags of potato chips that are half full.
Well, but they do it by weight. So
I don't
that's
give
the thing.
A shit.
I agree. I don't disagree.
That still didn't make a smaller bag.
But you see, the whole thing is,
don't be like this smaller bag.
If you have a smaller bag with less air in it, less nitrogen in it, then the chips are more likely to get crushed. I'm just saying, dude, you can't win.
Stop making up good points.
I know, right? How dare you? How dare you use facts to influence us? Well, no, but I mean, no, I agree. I agree that the whole idea of this is trash.
Yeah.
And they've already started doing this because, and this is, by the way, I don't think Alan put the graphic up, but this is Parker's Food Shits, by the way.
Now you say it.
Well, I've said it from the beginning.
You said it was bad news.
I started the show with food talk. I started off with the Bolero chat.
Welcome to Parker's Food Shits.
It's food talk with the
Yeah, because you didn't even do the food talk, singing, or nothing.
Cast show.
Well, I don't ever sing about sadness. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm not your friend.
No nuggets for me again.
So it's just nuggets and Frosty. It ain't the
No, it's going to be everything. It's going to be everything. It's going to be burgers.
It's going to be the menu across the board.
So what they've already started doing at your friends like McDonald's, Alan, like you mentioned, is they have jacked up their prices in the store. So, like, nowadays you go to, let's say you go to get a Big Mac meal, right? Number one combo. Everybody loves it. Easy. It's great. 10 to 12 bucks. Yep. So what they do is the reason they do that is because now they say, download our app and you'll get discounts.
Right.
So the only way you can go to anywhere is to download their app. And you, like McDonald's, for instance, offers a 20% discount every day.
They're making money off the app by selling your information.
Right. So they sell your information and they give you not the right food. And then it's just okay with them. They don't care.
See, it's kind of like McDonald's.
The app is convenient.
See, I don't go to McDonald's. I haven't been to McDonald's since after COVID when they raised the prices.
Stop bragging.
I'm not going to spend $10 on a Big Mac when
dude.
You know, I just can't do it.
Somebody posted like
I'll go to QT.
A menu from like Burger King in like 94, $3.50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For a
$3.50.
I'm not paying $10 for cardboard.
Yeah, man. It's the product is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, Wendy's it makes a good product.
Wendy's is probably the best fast food, I think.
You know,
so and then it's a lot about the people who work there too. You know what I'm saying? Because like there are certain fast food joints I will not go to because I know Popeyes. The people there are shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can just say Popeyes.
No, it's not. It's not even Popeyes. McDonald's. It's a McDonald's. It's a McDonald's. Matter of fact, I'll blast them.
Get them out.
Because nobody listens. But the McDonald's on Augusta Road.
McDonald's is going to listen.
Augusta Road, the one on Fairview Road. The one all of them. All the McDonald's. All of them.
Yeah, the one on Lawrence Road is terrible.
That's right. They all suck.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Ultra local. We hate you, McDonald's. But and yet, I'll probably be there tomorrow morning to get an egg McMuffin. So. An egg McMuffin is a great breakfast,
but it's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be cold. That's fine. I'm used to that. I'm expecting that. If I get it for 20% off, then I'm good.
I'd go to Chick-fil-A.
See, that's the problem. Chick-fil-A is like the opposite of McDonald's, where they're like, "Look, we raised our prices, and yes, we do have an app, but there will be no discounts."
Yeah,
fuck you.
They don't do. They give you points. They give you points.
Yeah,
they give you points. Yeah, they give you points.
Points are bullshit. Yeah.
I don't use none of the apps. I mean, it's good. Yeah. I mean,
Chick-fil-A's not good. It is good.
It's much better than McDonald's in the morning.
I mean, and the service is tremendous.
Sure.
I mean, the product is great. It's fast. Like,
it's not as fast as you think it is, though.
Shit.
I think it's not as fast because it's so busy all the time.
If you go peak times, man, you're right. in and out in under 10 chicken. Minutes. Under 10 minutes, you're out. You know
not
what
the
saying?
One by my house.
And you get, it is. Yeah.
And you get food.
Yeah.
Right food. You get your order right.
They do usually get your order
good
right.
food. You know, McDonald's is just, it's awful.
And one reason behind that, though, is because the menu is so simple.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't have a lot of things, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. If I got my wife on here, she would tell you that she keeps getting the salad over and over, and they keep forgetting the pepitas and the tortilla strips. She gets mad, too. She'll be like, they just gave me, it's just lettuce and fucking chicken. She's like, where's all the other shit?
You know, in the other restaurant, that they raised up their prices, but it's still good as Zaxby's.
Yeah, yeah, Zaxby's is great. Yeah. I don't really like their chicken, but
I don't really care for their chicken that much. You
know, when I do go, I get what I want, and it's okay. It's okay. I love the salads though. Their salads.
Yeah, their salads are good.
Salads.
Yeah, the salads.
Yeah, the salads.
But still, for me, the QT is the best.
Salads.
If for $4, I get a sandwich at QT with a drink.
Sure.
I'm
good. Yeah. Yep. Sure. Did you know they have
this is what
like
people
safe do. Rooms in. Each QT?
Yeah, it's a safe space. They say
it's a safe space. To, like, I thought it was a safe space because it had all the cameras out there, but like, no.
Well, so you could like, if you want to do like, let's say you're doing a deal, let's say you get on Craigslist or whatever.
Right.
And you're like,
yeah.
I'm going to buy this stereo from you. They're like, oh, just meet us here at the QT and Derek and little Terry will be there to guard your shit and make sure you're okay.
But no, like if like women are in abusive relationships, they have a room. They have an actual room that like you can go there and like they won't tell anybody that call the police or whatever, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, I didn't know that about QT. Yeah,
no, that's QT's awesome.
Yeah, QT is great.
That's why we love for them to sponsor our show, and they never will.
Oh, that would be awesome if they did.
They never will.
Give me all the free barbecue burritos you got.
Yeah.
All the free.
Pulled pork burritos.
The pulled pork burritos.
Pulled pork is so good.
And they're brisket burritos. So
like, how do you do that from a gas station? You know what I'm saying?
Gas station, man. Have you ever been to Bucky's? You've been to a Bucky's, though, right?
Yeah. Now, that is insane. You
that's
know
a
what different.
That's like a freaking Walmart on wheels. Man.
Yeah, it really is.
That's crazy. Walmart, have you been to a Bucky's, like, Alan?
No, I haven't been to a Bucky's yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're missing out.
But you can't. Yeah, it's just for cars, right? There's no trucks in
Bucky's. Yeah, no trucks.
Yeah, you can do like a pickup truck, but no like tractor-trailer trucks.
18-wheelers.
Right. They don't have any space for that shit. You ain't got no room for that, man.
And it's crazy. Like the one
we went
to in Alabama, it had Like, it's crazy. It's as
it
wide
was
as the
retail shop.
It's wide. The gas pumps are as wide as Walmart parking lot. And they had two, like, sets. Rows.
Yeah,
they had two sets. So, like, I mean, it's wide as Walmart. And then it stretches out. You know what I'm saying? It's
insane, and Alan, you go in, and man. It's like half of it is food. It's like a fucking Walmart, for real.
It's
half
like
food,
at least
half of it's like
what'd you say, 120 pumps? You can think of.
Oh yeah, at least 120
pumps. Yeah, at least 100 pumps.
Which is, that's a lot of pumps. Alan.
That's a lot of pumps.
In
man.
My experience,
I'm done.
Two pumps
after
is
three
usually
pumps.
More than enough for me. So, after two, my legs get weak. But like half of it is like a restaurant with all this crazy stuff,
yeah.
And half of it is like, oh, you need a shirt, you need. Like some stuff.
You need something with Buc-ee's on it?
Yeah. Anything you can think of with Buc-ee's on it, we got it.
There was a barbecue grill with Buc-ee's
mm-hmm.
on it.
You know, they had a damn, the one I went to, Alan, they had a damn old timey pickup truck sitting in the middle of the store.
With a
covered
giant,
in shit.
With a giant Buc-ee's sitting in it.
I was like, what is this antique pickup truck doing
that
here? And they're like, mm-hmm.
Fucking beaver.
Couldn't make it to the pumps.
Yeah. That beaver is everywhere.
They love that beaver, man.
Yeah. Rubbing that beaver.
Who doesn't?
That's why they have so many pumps, because they love the beaver.
They love the beaver.
Where there's a beaver,
beaver.
They're gonna pump.
Big fat beaver. A big fat beaver, too.
Right. The only kind, Fred's favorite kind. So, well, yeah, man. It's crazy, dude. Like I said, I just.
I love it. I go in there and I spend money.
Yeah, it's hard not to spend money.
It's hard not to spend money. Like, they're
it's very loud.
Brisket sandwiches. They got brisket sandwiches. Pulled pork sandwiches.
They make peanuts with like covered in candy, like candied peanuts. They make them fresh right there.
They got all the jerky,
fudge, jerky. Yeah, you name it. They have a whole wall of jerky, Alan.
Yeah,
as high as the sky can see.
They got beaver and jerky.
Yeah, they got it all, man. I'm telling you. And you need like swimsuits? They got 17 different kinds.
They got it all.
They got it all, man.
I'm telling you, Buc-ee's.
That Buc-ee's.
They doing. They spreading too, man.
It's true. That beaver.
Yeah, they're talking about building one up here.
Yeah,
they should.
They should. Yeah.
That that beaver is kind of my spirit animal. If I'm being honest.
I remember.
He's a happy beaver.
Yeah.
He has got the hat on. He's like,
yeah, he's living his life. He's living his best life. He could live in a Buc-ee's and they'd never see him.
We were going to Florida and you know, you're on the highway, man. That's all you see. You're 200 miles from the place.
Right.
And it's like Buc-ee's 200 miles.
Yeah, they have a sign.
Yeah, and then like Buc-ee's 175 miles.
Yeah, and you're like,
Buc-ee's 150 miles. And we were going down, and I was riding with my father-in-law. My wife was with her mom in the car ahead of us. And there was one that said, you'll enjoy our beaver nuts.
Yeah, beaver nuts.
Yeah. And like, I didn't read it out loud. My father-in-law didn't read it out loud. But we looked at each other and we just fucking busted out.
Hey.
We both knew what we were laughing at. You know what I'm saying? And we just died laughing, man. And we were like, I bet my daughter and her mom didn't even understand. Nope. You know?
They probably both were like, ugh.
They didn't get it. Yeah.
I heard they have a lot of beaver nuts at the Buc-ee's. I heard their nuts are really good.
Right. The beaver nuts are like the sweetest things under the sun, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you get any of those? You
knew no, I did. Oh. I think I did get the like candy coated cashews.
Those are delicious.
I love cashews.
Damn it. Oh, what was. I can't remember. The kids keep telling me a joke about cashews, and now I can't remember it.
Have you ever seen a cashew, how they grow them? How they grow.
Yeah, it's inside like a thing.
Fuck yeah. I thought it was like a nut, like a peanut. That shit is weird, man.
Yeah, knock knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cashew.
No thanks. I prefer peanuts. That is they tell me that joke every week. Cashew. And every time it makes me laugh because they just be like, I prefer peanuts. I'm like, okay. And he's like, says it so fast because he's so like ready to, he can't hold back on the timing. You know what I mean? It's good stuff. No, but yeah, no, cashews are crazy.
My kids will do this one. He's like, they'll say, what's your name? Daddy. What's this?
Oh, yeah. Nose. Yeah.
And she, what's in my hand?
The, yeah.
No, nothing. Like, Daddy knows nothing.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I will punch you.
Yeah, I'm like, Daddy knows where you sleep.
You've been, you want my respect and love. You better come up with some better jokes.
Daddy controls how much food is in this house.
Yeah.
And even if your mommy buys it, I'll eat.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
I'll eat it all, man.
I'll show you what I fucking know.
Like, you're like, yeah. I begged your mom. How you like that? Like, you took it personal. You made it personal.
Yeah, you made it personal.
Yeah. He's about to get real personal.
I guess those are the newer ones, because when my kids were young, it was like, look in your shirt and spell attic backwards.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, it was a look in your shirt and spell attic.
Yeah.
What? Huh? I don't want to do it because
look in your shirt and spell attic.
Spell attic.
A T T I C. Oh. Yeah. Oh, no. They got me. Those kids. What a burn.
Yeah. There was another one. Was but hey, man, spell I cup.
Oh, I remember that one.
What? You see me pee?
I'm like, yeah, because every time you go to the bathroom, you're like, Dad, check this out.
Yeah. I cup. Do you pee?
I don't want to make this like a gross kid show, but like.
Gross kid show.
Well, yeah, because yesterday Nate was yelling at me because he didn't have any toilet paper. And I think he pranked me because there was toilet paper in the.
Oh, no.
But, dude, I came around that corner with the toilet paper and it hit me like a ton of. Bread. I like almost barfed. He had the stinkiest poop. That's what I told him. I was like, dude, this is like a top 10 poop of the year right here.
Kids
like,
stink. And it's only March.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's only March. But it's like, here we go. It's already happening. It's because all the Girl Scout cookies, man.
Oh, I haven't found them yet.
Oh, how many you need? I got them all, baby.
Do you?
My daughter's a Girl Scout. Girl Scout? If you need Girl Scout cookies, really? Tweet the show, and I will let you get Girl Scout cookies.
I love Girl Scout cookies. What's up?
What's your favorite one? Let's go. Samosas?
No.
The minty ones?
Nope.
I like the mints.
Is it the peanut butter ones?
Tagalongs.
Peanut butter's in the middle.
Chocolate on the outside.
Yeah, and then peanut butter.
Those are called tagalongs, yeah.
Tagalongs, man. I'll tag all the way.
Yeah, we had two boxes of those, and then magically, one of the boxes disappeared. And it wasn't. No, hold on, because normally I would say it magically disappeared in my direction.
Magically delicious.
But in this case, it did not magically disappear in my direction. It magically disappeared into my son's room, where it was never seen again. Now, the boxes of Samoas that I got may have magically disappeared in my direction. And the Thin Mints are like the greatest thing. I don't even like
them. I don't know.
You gotta put them in the freezer, though.
The lemon ones.
Lemon Ups. I learned all about these
lemon
this
ups?
Year, man.
Yeah, lemon ups and those. Eat them and then drink a glass of cold water.
Where does that money go?
So, interestingly enough, it's a scam.
Is it?
Yep, it's a total scam. So, like I said, I know this because, you know, thankfully my wife has been, like, dealing with all this Girl Scout stuff and all this, you know. So, basically, they ask every Girl Scout to sell 400 boxes of cookies, right?
Shit.
400 for $5 each, so $2,000 each.
Yeah.
If they sell $2,000 worth of cookies, they will give $200 to their troop or whatever.
Oh, 10%. That's a 10%. Pimp. I ain't never heard of one.
Isn't that a scam, dude?
That's a pimp move. What are you talking about? You put them hoes on
and
the
so
street.
That, yeah, that's exactly that what they're doing.
I give you 10%.
Well, and what's crazy is like so, you know, my daughter was like, yeah, I'll do whatever, you know, like go sell them or whatever. And so they're like, all right, well, you need to be at this address from this time to this time. And we're
selling
them.
They give you a quarter.
Yeah. They give you a quarter to work.
They give you a quarter.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, well, I said, you know, I said, well, hey, I got a guy, a buddy of mine.
Do they provide protection?
Yeah, they do. A buddy of mine, they come out. The scoutmaster comes around every hour and takes the money.
No, he doesn't.
He's like, this is feeling a little light.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
It's actually worse than that. It's actually way worse than that because, Fred, get this. So they had a meeting tonight, and I'm not going to give out the troop number. They had a meeting tonight, and my wife was like texting me during the meeting, and this is like a virtual meeting, right?
Right.
And she's like, oh, we're in trouble. And I was like, what happened? Like, what happened? And she's like, they're taking out. So there's like an account they have to put all the money in. Like there's an account for like, I guess every troop has like a bank account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the troop leader, which is a lady, said that they're going to take out $6,453 tomorrow from the account, right? And I was like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. She's like, only problem is, there's only $2,000 in there right now.
Oh.
Because they, so you have to buy, like when you see Girl Scouts out there selling cookies.
Yeah.
They bought those cookies and they're selling them.
Yeah.
They don't
give
them to you and then you sell them.
Yeah.
You have to buy them to sell them.
Yeah. It's not a front. Yeah.
So like apparently they bought a bunch of cookies and no one's put money in for the cookies that they've been selling.
Oh, okay.
And so it's scheming. Like, dude, she's like, I was like, what's going to happen? I was like, are the Girl Scouts going to break your legs? Like, what happens if you don't have the money?
Girl Scouts better have my money. these bitches better have my money. Sleet, or snow.
Yeah, I don't even know. And I was like, well, what's going to happen? She's like, I don't know, but they're real worried about it. And I was like, do we owe any Girl Scout money?
She's like, yeah, $6,400.
Yeah. How you think I got this fur coat?
That's right. How you think we make next year's cookies, bitches?
Yeah. No,
it's a scam, dude, for real. I feel bad.
I saw a couple years ago, like, what is it, Aldi's? Aldi's?
Aldi, yeah.
Aldi's. Yep. They had Aldi got nuts. Like a... they had got all these Girl Scout cookies in.
Oh, no. What was the name of that place?
What was that place? Yeah.
I remember because I went and like it was like this. I'm not even kidding.
They were authentic Girl Scout cookies, right?
No, it was. It was one of these like off-brand, like it was like a Dollar General, but it was like Save a Ton or Save a Lot.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And they had gotten a shipment of like various Girl Scout, like cases of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, and they came and got them.
And so they put them online and said, hey, we have cases of this year's, you know, these Girl Scout cookies, Samoa, blah, 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 blah.
And it was
$5
like,
a case.
Was it a case? It was
$5 a case.
Oh.
Which is like 12 boxes of $60 worth of cookies.
Oh.
That was on a Saturday that they posted this.
Mm-hmm.
By Monday, the people from the Girl Scouts had come and seized all the cookies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And like taking them back and like, you can't sell these anymore. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Violation.
People were freaking out because, I mean, dude, people were freaking out, like going to the store and buying all these damn cookies as fast as they could.
I would have too. If I'd have known. Yeah. Well, I knew about it afterwards. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, because that's a come up.
Yeah.
If you're buying.
It was bargains.
If they sell them for $5 a box and you buying a case for $5, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you can go sell those on the street.
Come
that's
on.
The problem. That's the thing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I put like, my hey, own got, daughter out there on
I'm gonna
the
set up, well, yeah, I'm going to set up one door down from the Girl Scouts and be like, $3 a box. Let's go, baby.
I'm going to go to like T-Boo and get a Girl Scout outfit. You know what I'm she going to have all the badges.
That's right. You know what she's the greatest Girl Scout of all time. That'd be so funny, though. I can totally see that. BLC Scout.
It'd be a GRIL.
Yeah. Young woman scouts.
What is like every time like they use the Girl Scouts on a TV show, be like wilderness scouts. You know?
There you go. I love it. I think we should do that. So no, it's crazy, man. Like I said, the whole thing is a scam. It's so funny though.
That's crazy.
But like I told you guys about what they did for the Christmas parade, right?
No.
It was very okay, so just okay. Don't listen to this, Penny. But you're gonna probably. So the Girl Scouts theme this year for the Christmas parade was Christmas time in Harlem, Queens, right?
Alice Queens.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the same thing that we did.
That's what I told. However, which is great. But, like, my daughter, and I'm trying to say this in the nicest way I can.
Right.
My daughter is very much in the minority of the type of people that are in her troop, which is not a bad thing. Yeah. I'm in love.
Just
I love
say
it.
Say half her troop is black.
No, no, no.
No, not see, half. Half of the troop is not female.
There are. There is one person who isn't black in her troop, and it's her. And I think it's fucking awesome.
That's
because that's
awesome. Yeah,
no, it's great. Fuck, it's great because like there's no pretense. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part. It's like, and this is why I don't understand how people can be racist, because hanging out with like with African American people and black people is so much more fun than hanging out with the white people. When you're one, like when you're in, you know, when you're invited to the cookout,
fucking race traitor.
It is. I don't care. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. No, because there's no pretense. Because if they decide to go on a fucking 4-hour hike and an hour in, they're like, we're tired. Fuck this.
Yeah.
No one's like, well, we really should get this hike in or we're not going to be able to get our badges, Johnson. No one ever said, they're like, let's go back. Hey, fuck it.
Y'all done? I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's over. Like, okay, well, we can say we did it. Everybody
cool. 3 miles
to
go. Three. It's all uphill.
Alan just puts up in the chat that you probably should read. I'm not saying it.
It's a perfect joke, but we can't it is. Say it.
It is. And it's a perfect time to take a quick break. Come back with more of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
The Black Lincoln Collective Podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to the 131st edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. Fred, I'm glad you're back. We missed you during the break, and no Girl Scouts came and broke my legs.
My tummy feels good.
Yet, thank goodness, I'm legitimately a little concerned about this. But, thank you. But our earlier talk, Fred, of Buc-ee's and spirit animals made me think of a little game that I'd like to play with you, Fred, and maybe Alan, if we have time. And that is, what is your spirit animal, Fred? I have seven questions for you, and we will determine what your spirit animal is.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what? These are gonna, just to let you know, these are going to be fruity before this even starts. I'm on the first one, and it's already fruity. Okay. What, Fred, is your natural or is your favorite natural element? Is it, like, is it air, earth, fire, water, wood, or space? Space is not an element.
Space is not.
I mean,
I think I'm more. I like fire. Yeah, fire,
fireman.
Yeah, fire. I like fire.
All right. So fire is his answer. Okay.
I'm a fire,
Fred. Man. Will you please answer? Tell me how accurate these are. We'll just see how it goes. I feel at peace with myself most of the time. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate, or very inaccurate.
Jesus Christ, am I trying to get a job?
You are.
I feel at peace.
At peace with myself.
And give me the things again.
Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat, or not.
Somewhat.
All right. Somewhat accurate.
Fire guy.
No, somewhat inaccurate or somewhat accurate?
Inaccurate.
Okay. So, okay.
Somewhat accurate. No, somewhat.
Okay.
Accurate.
Fairly accurate.
Make up your mind, Fred.
We'll just do this. 1 through 4. One being the most, 4 being the least. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds. 1 through 4. 1 being the most, 4 being the least.
3. I'm right in the middle.
That is somewhat inaccurate. Okay. I find it very easy to approach others. One being the most, four being the least.
I used to, when I was younger.
Answer the question.
Damn.
Answer the fucking question, counselor.
Three.
Someone inaccurate. Again. Inaccurate.
Yes.
Okay. Now I know the answer to this one. I frequently do things without a specific schedule or plan.
Oh, yeah.
That's very accurate.
It's very accurate. I'm going to wing it.
Yeah, he's a wingman.
Winger.
We're almost halfway done.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself.
The typical ordinary way,
if they say, hey, normally this is how you take a poop. You're like, well, right. I'll poop in the top part of the toilet. Called an upper decker, Fred.
No, because I think most things have been like planned out.
Fairly accurate.
I like to do, yeah.
Oh, no, somewhat inaccurate because you say it does feel like normally you would want to do that.
I wouldn't do that, yeah.
Right, okay. I frequently come up with ideas or solutions out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, three. I'm a four.
Okay.
All right. Four. I say four.
All right, how about this? We're halfway done.
This better be
the more useful I am to others, the happier I am.
I'm gonna get monkey or something. Like. The more useful I am.
The more useful I am to others, the happier I am. How you feel about helping people out?
You can use me till you use me. I don't know. Some people it's okay, but
fairly accurate.
Fairly, yeah.
You're happier if you help people out. Yeah. As long as it's not this show. Yeah. I spend a lot of time observing before I act.
Yeah, I sit back and chill. You know what I mean? I'll watch it before it goes down. And
fairly see what's accurate. Gonna
happen. Fairly accurate.
Yeah. Sometimes you do shit. Impulsively.
Sometimes. But
sometimes. Yeah, we all do. I like to be impressive to others.
Nah, ooh. Fuck other people.
Very inaccurate.
I am always...
Okay, now, Alan talked about this earlier before the show. I am always looking for new things to experience.
I like to try new
things. At a truck stop. Fairly accurate. I'll give you fairly. I don't want to give you 100% on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I live a fast-paced existence.
I drive a fast car. No, not at all.
Okay. Very inaccurate.
Not at all. Very inaccurate.
How would you rather spend your free time, Fred? I'd rather go outdoors and walk or hike in a park nearby. No. Building something or engaging in a creative activity like arts and crafts. No. Playing video games or watching a movie. Getting together with my friends and having fun going out, or reading my book or website in bed or on a couch.
See, I like...
If you had your choice.
I'm going to go with go outside because I want to play golf all the time. All
right. So I'd rather go outside and walk or hike in a park nearby.
I'm going to do that one.
How about getting together with my friends and having fun going out? Because that sounds like golf.
That sounds like golf. But let's put them together. So that's like...
I can't do that.
Is that six?
The spirit animals will only let me do one thing. They're very rigid.
All right, so I'm going to go out with my friends then.
That's what I put. Okay. I require lots of time alone to recharge. 1 through 4.
I do, but I don't ever get it.
Okay, so somewhat in it. Fairly accurate, then, I would say, because you do. You just don't get it.
I don't get it.
All right, I seek out the secret of the universe.
Nah.
Doesn't give a shit about secrets. All right, here we go. Fred, would you like to... Okay, before I reveal your spirit animal...
Oh, yes, here, tell me my...
Would you like to take a guess? And Alan, I'll let you guess as well.
I say, like, do I get a choice of between animals or just...
Yeah, it's literally any animal.
Any animal.
And just guess whatever animal you think you are most closely associated with. Don't make it racist. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means, but don't do it.
I will say I'm a kangaroo.
All right, Alan, would you like to place a guess on what Fred is?
A beaver.
Think about more. I will give you this clue. It's more of an American animal.
An American animal. Beaver's an American animal.
Yeah. Beaver might be, but a kangaroo is probably not.
No, I'm probably a raccoon.
Close. You're a raccoon's natural enemy, Fred. You're a deer.
A deer.
Says you're a deer. All right. What it means to be the deer, Fred.
To be a deer. Where did you go? Like NativeAmerican.com?
No, I went to spiritanimal.info.
Brought to you by the Chickawa tribe.
Our friends from spiritanimal.info. So, okay, Fred, what it means to be a deer. When you have the deer as your spirit animal, you are highly sensitive and have a strong intuition.
Oh.
Yeah. By affinity with this animal, you have the power to deal with challenges and grace. Oh, to deal with challenges with grace. You've mastered the art of being both determined and gentle in your approach. The deer totem. Oh, wait, here we go. The deer totem wisdom imparts those with a special connection with this animal with the ability to be vigilant, move quickly, and trust their instincts to get out of the trickiest situations.
The trickiest of the
Unless you're crossing the highway.
That's right. All right, so you're the deer. Fred, Alan, you want to do yours? This didn't take very long. This only took like 5 minutes. Let's do yours.
Yeah, I'll do mine.
All right. Ooh. Air, earth, fire, water, wood, or space?
Earth.
Earth.
All right. We'll tear through these because Alan already knows all the answers. Right. I feel at peace with myself most of the time, 1 through 4.
1.
It's a very accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds.
2.
Fairly accurate. Okay. Here we go. Keep it moving here. I find it easy to approach others.
4.
I frequently do things without a specific schedule or plan.
Yeah, I definitely do that. Yeah, that's a 1 or 2. That's a 1 or 2. I'll say 2.
Nope. 2, somewhat inaccurate. 1 second. Okay. The typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself.
4.
4, okay. I frequently come up with ideas or solutions out of nowhere.
3.
All right. The more useful I am to others, the happier I am.
2.5.
That's 3. All the 3.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time observing before I act.
Yeah, 3.
You impulsive?
No, not really.
If Alan knew what that meant, he would tell you. Okay. I like to be impressive to others.
4. I can care less what anybody thinks.
I am always looking for new things to experience.
2.
Okay, fairly accurate. Okay, I live a fast-paced existence.
I live a fast-paced.
3.
How would you rather spend your free time, Alan? Outdoors, building something, playing video games or watching a movie, getting together with friends, or reading my favorite book or website in bed or on my couch?
Friends.
Friends. How many of us have them?
All right. I require a lot of time alone to recharge.
Basically just like Fred, I wish I do. What a dog.
I swear to God, if you get the deer, then we're going to have to cut it. I seek out the secrets of the universe.
Sure, yeah. I do.
Okay, very accurate. All right, that might be the number. Oh, okay. Now, Fred, would you like to guess what Alan's spirit animal is?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say Alan is a eagle.
Oh. Excellent guess. Wrong entirely. But an excellent guess. Alan's spirit animal is the snake.
Yeah.
Oh! Snake in the grass.
It means the snake animal, meaning is powerfully connected to life force and primal energy. In many cultures, it is revered as a powerful totem representing the source of life. When the snake spirit animal appears in your life, it likely means that healing opportunities, change, important transitions, and increasing energy are manifesting. Suck on that.
Like in a dodgeball.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So yeah, so that's our spirit animals. I don't know what mine is. I'm not gonna do mine right now. I don't have time to do this.
Yours is a goat.
Yeah, mine's probably
the goat.
Mine's probably something stupid. All right, you guys pad and I'll fill it out real quick. One
right. Okay, so 10,000 hours. I don't know.
What? 10,000 hours?
Nobody bleeds me. Makes me bleed my own blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
The floor. That's such a good movie. If you could
dodge, you do movie rich, lines for...
You could dodge a ball.
Yep. Like, he's like, blazer.
Yeah.
Blazer.
Blazer. Glazer. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
That was a good movie.
They need to make Dodgeball too. Who was the chicken that?
What was her name? Oh, the, what's her name? The married Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah.
That's Ben Stiller's wife?
Yeah, Marsha Brady.
Yeah, from the new,
yeah, that was his wife.
Yeah, really?
Lucky yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I think
was?
She was. Yeah, I think they got
divorced. I mean, they is still, I think they're still married.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right.
Nick, she was in Zoolander also.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. I hadn't seen Zoolander.
Yeah, they killed her in Zoolander too. Zoolander too. That was awesome.
Zoolander.
He had his son that didn't look nothing like him. Sure. And they all doing the faces.
Yeah. Oh, Wilson. What's up with his nose? Do you know what is up with his nose?
Oh. My spirit animal's kick ass.
What do you got, like a Kung Fu Panda?
My spirit animal is the wolf.
Ow!
Ow!
The power of the wolf brings forth instinct, intelligence, appetite for freedom, and awareness of the importance of social connections. Freedom. When the wolf shows up, freedom! When the wolf shows up in your life, pay attention to what your intuition is telling you, or you'll get eaten by a fucking wolf. I might have added the last part, but the rest of it's 100% true.
There you go, man.
So there you go. Now you know.
Wolfman Jack. I always told you you look like the wolf.
Me, Wolfman Jack. Come on, baby.
Come on in here, baby. We're going to rock and roll with you.
Damn, you got the Wolfman Jack down.
Wolfman Jack. That was like, yeah, that was like one of the first impressions I could ever do was the Wolfman
yeah.
Jack.
Well, yeah, he never shows up on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's dead.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We got plenty of dead celebrities show up. Didn't you do Michael Jackson at one point? I don't remember. Anyway.
No, I didn't do Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, that makes one of us.
I ain't going to say it. I'm just going to be all right. Let's go right there.
Let's go on to take a quick break. And we'll be right back within 1 or 2 seconds.
Welcome back to the Black League and Collective Podcast. As I can't remember the number, but we got a special guest with us today. Let's welcome Mr. Toots McPherson.
Yar, that'd be me.
Toots
McPherson.
How you doing, buddy?
I be doing great.
Toots, from your accent, I gotta ask you off the bat, are you a pirate?
Or I be a pirate for sure.
Toots, I believe you're our first pirate that we've had on the
Congratulations.
Here.
to ye.
Thank you, too. Thank you so very much.
Our to gives me pleasure, mateys.
So we brought you on the show today to talk about a specific subject. Could you go ahead and let us know what that subject is, sir?
I'd love tea. I'm Toots McPherson. Yar. And I'd be a life coach for sure.
A life coach. Okay. Yar. So you help people out with, you know, the way to live a better life?
Yar. I'll help ye and ye listeners to live a better life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what aspect of life?
Or it'd be the aspect for sure. The aspect be what I be specializing in, matey.
The aspect.
Could you elaborate?
Yar. I'm the world's first pirate fart life coach.
A fart life coach?
Yar. Your producer reached out to me on me boat and said, on me galleon,
of what?
Me schooner. The producer of ye show. And said, ye have
a... I thought you meant my producer of farts.
Ye have a certain proclivity for farts. And he said, he or she, I don't want to assume their gender,
okay,
said that your listeners would turn in farts and let me diagnose them and help them out with their lives.
Okay, so, okay, Alan, do you have some... farts that our listeners sent? That
yes, you, I do, actually. Okay.
Yar.
Go ahead and roll the first fart, okay, I guess.
It's going to be the first one.
I need to know where they're from and who it is.
Oh, you need to know the name of the person where they're from?
Yar, it'd help.
All right. This one is from Josh from Greenville.
Yar.
Here it is.
Oh, boy.
Yar. Let me think about that one, matey.
Let him hear it one more time.
One more. I'm sorry to tell ye, Josh. You're suffering from brainstem death. That's when a person no longer has any brainstem functions and has permanently lost the potential for consciousness and the capacity to breathe. Yar, you'll be swimming with J.B. Jones Locker soon. Thanks for listening.
All right.
So there you go, Josh. Sorry for your diagnosis.
Yar, it was nice knowing ye.
It was the, yeah. Get your affairs in order. Alan, do we have
the night
another?
Man be coming for ye soon.
The night man.
You'll be sailing on the ghost ship of fucking whatever his name is. I know that matey.
All right. This one is, let me see. Oh, damn it, I lost the name. Okay, right here. This is actually from Draper.
Draper.
Yar.
Draper down in
D-Raper.
Yeah, D-Raper.
Yar, he sounds like a real pirate.
Yes.
But
he sounds like a better pirate than Toots McPherson, fart life coach.
This is from D-Raper, Farts Unknown.
Farts Unknown.
Farts Unknown. Yar, that's funny. Arr, Draper, D-Raper. I can tell you've been at the seas for a long chanty time. That's not a thing. Yar, I have good news for ye. It sounds to me, can I hear it one more time? It sounds to me like you're suffering from a case of vaginal thrush. It be a common yeast infection that affects most women at some point. Get some antibiotics.
Would this make the fart smell worse or better?
Well, it depends on what you're into. I'm a pirate, not a sex coach. If you like that kind of thing, you'll love vaginal thrush. Which brings me to the sponsor of me whole episode here.
Whole.
The sponsor of Toot McPherson, fart coach, pirate fart coach. Sponsored by Curve Steams, yar. Now you can get one vaginal steaming session, which is designed to gently cleanse ye vagina and revitalize a woman's center.
Tighten it up.
Look us up on Groupon.
Oh, so yar. Toots.
Yar.
Toots, Alan, do we have another? Do
yeah,
we,
yeah. This one.
Do we keep going?
Yeah, we got. Let me see. I got three more. Two more.
People
have this one.
People weird. It's sending parts into.
This was Anthony from Kansas City.
Oh. Avast, ye matey.
That's a tuba.
All hands on deck for that one, I say. Anthony, I'm afraid ye might have anaphylaxis, which be a severe, potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that can develop rapidly.
Oh.
Go see a doctor.
So what is he allergic to?
I'd not be running a rig on you. Oh, hold on. Wait, play that one more time and I'll tell you. It sounds like he's allergic to peanuts.
This guy better not set foot in Bucky's.
Yar, he would not like it thar. Thar she blows.
Boy,
yo-ho-ho.
Never send my farts.
Yar, I was hoping you'd turn in one of your own farts.
No. I've been a little gassy lately. Alan, I think I did.
Yeah, you did turn one in, actually.
Let him hear the poop that I let out and see if he can guess what's wrong with me.
All right, here we go.
Shiver me timbers.
It sounds like some shit I've done.
Splice the main brace on that one. Fred, it sounds like you may be suffering from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a term for a range of conditions caused by a buildup of fat in your liver. It's usually seen in people who are obese. Not saying that you're obese, but you're a scurvy dog. Sounds to me like you should be visiting the poop deck. Yar, do you want to know what we call a toilet on a pirate ship, Fred?
What?
We call it a head.
Yep.
So when they say hit the head.
Hit the head, yeah.
It means take
there
a poop.
You go. Take a poop.
Maybe ye should take a poop.
Did you know that shit is a nautical term?
Sure. Sure as shit it is.
Because when they stored the poop, when they had to transfer it across the seas,
yar.
Shit stood for store high in transit. That's where you put all the shit. Because sure. The methane gas would build up if you stored it low and could, you know, blow the ship up.
Yeah, that'd be true. That'd be blowing up me ship for sure. Do you have any more lives I can affect?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay. Alan, is this you?
No.
This one might be from your host, Parker.
Oh, it could never be.
This one's from Parker?
Yar. He sounds like a bright matey.
Yep. He's not here right now, but he'll come back soon.
All right. Oh, that's tiny.
Yar, for a big man, that's a small fart. Say, play it one more again for me. Will ye?
Sound like a baby blowing out a birthday.
I heard that fart before. That's 100% pirate guarantee. Or I'll be swimming with the sharks tonight. That's Lymphogranuleum verinium. That's right, Freddy. Your poor mate is in for a hard life because he's got Lymphogranuleum verinium, a sexually transmitted infection caused by a particular strain of chlamydia.
Oh, my God. Oh,
God. Yar, I know. This pirate.
Terrible.
I don't joke around when it comes to the poop deck. You know what they say? Pirate stuff. Cleave him to the brisket.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yar, thanks for having me, I think.
Toots McFarlane. Pirate Yar. Fart life coach.
Yar, I was happy to be here, landlubbers. There she blows.
Oh boy.
That's... You know what we say, Fred, on the ship.
What?
No
what
prey, say? No pay. That means we receive no wages. We just get a part of the loot or treasure. Because we're pirates, Fred.
The booty.
Arr.
The booty.
I love the booty. That's why I became a fart life coach, Freddy. Because of my infatuation with booties.
The booty expert.
I didn't know what kind of booty I was into. Yar. Back to the seas for me.
Ship with all men. Thank you.
Arr.
Toots, McFart.
Clap of thunder to you both. Toots Mc, whatever my name was.
Toots McGee.
Fred, do you know what we pirates call spending the night with a prostitute?
No.
We call it cracking Jenny's teacup.
I thought you were going to say a good time.
Yar. Well, it depends. That's how you get, if you spend too many nights with prostitutes, yeah, that's how you get Lymphogranuleum granola verinium.
Yeah. Terrible.
It's terrible. All right, goodbye,
everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the end of our podcast tonight. BLC, you in a second. There you go.
Well, Fred, I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad that, man, I didn't apparently miss anything.
You missed it. Yo, you missed it, man. You just got hijacked by a pirate.
Wow, that is what they do best.
The podcast got hijacked by a pirate. A pirate. Oh, no. Fart life coach. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
See, I'm glad that Alan's getting these guests because this is what we need. This is the lifeblood of our show. Is guests like that? We probably did get hacked. We probably got pirated. They've been pirating the show for months.
Yeah, you already kept to know.
This is all our friends from Shenzhen UL Technology Co. Ltd. Ever since we pulled out of Freedom K. They've been pirating our show. You knew it was going to happen, Fred.
They got our masters.
That's right. They do. And mast is a pirate term, too, I believe.
The masters.
Well, Fred, yes, I'm glad I'm really glad that you got him on here. What did he say?
He said you had glaucoma, Sligo.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
something like that. Some chlamydia shit.
I definitely have that.
You got to go get a shot, dude.
Yeah, I definitely do have a lot of different chlamydias. I have a whole family.
Chlamydia crawling all over me now.
I thought it was chlamydia, and I went to Joe's Crab Shack and ordered a whole pile.
Chlamydia.
That's a stupid name. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time with whoever the hell that was. I'm sure it was great.
Awesome guy.
And not a terrible accent at all. Well, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad he's here. Unfortunately, Fred, I realize that we're running out of time, but we did not celebrate WAC History Month yet. So next week, we'll make sure to celebrate WAC History Month and all its greatness.
Yeah, it's in March.
It's March. It's in March. We're already in March.
Yeah, we got time.
We're marching toward the end of March.
The end of racism.
That's right. Well, we're working on that, Fred. One Girl Scout event at a time. One cookie prostitution sale at a time.
It's a pimp scout, man. That's
what
it is.
That's what it is. It's the Girl Scout and the Pimp Scouts. I like that. I like the idea of that. Like, pimp scout. That's something we should. Yeah, we should.
We always on the lookout for hoes.
You learn survival skills on the streets.
Yeah. Dirty needle, dirty needle. Yeah.
Learn how to bitch slap.
Yeah, how to set a building on fire without getting caught.
Fire! <Yeah. laughs>
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for listening. We are so glad you joined us. We'll be back next week with more of this thing we call the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Yeah, BLC see you later.
BLC see you in hell.
BLC see you next time.
From Wolfman Jack.
Another Wolfman.
That's a really good Wolfman Jack, Alan.
It is a really good Wolfman.
We are laughing. And we are very good friends. Good buddies sharing a special moment.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Get to the chopper!
Oh, what a day. What a motherfucking day.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hip. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.